On Reish Nun Beis, and we are in the middle of Sif Dalid, and we're in the middle of the Mishabura. We're up to Sif Katan Lamed. So just to recap here, we're talking about you gave a guy to do a job, pay him by the job, katzatz, and there was a shaila here. If the guy did the malach on Shabbos and he finished the keli for you on Shabbos, are you allowed to be nana from it? The Mechaber said you are, and the Rama said yesh oisrim, and unless it's and you have to wait b'chadei sheyase, b'och yinoeg l'chatzchila, unless you need it b'Shabbos, then you can be meikel. And then the Rama said b'miyesh litloy shenigmar b'erev Shabbos mutar b'cholinyan. If you're not even 100% sure that it's finished on Shabbos, if you could be toila that maybe it was finished Erev Shabbos, so then mutar b'chol inyan. So that the Mishabura says, why the hayesh matirim b'chol inyan? Anyways, we have the Mechaber Shita that says it's always mutar. So memela, even in the oisrim, the Ramaz oisrim, however, if you have a suffix now, or you have, I don't want to say the word, I don't know if it's din and it's suffix, but you could be yesh litlois, there's at least a tzad that says that it might have been finished on Erev Shabbos, so for sure it's mutar. Now, continues the Mishabura, b'imhoyo ha-mino mesukin b'Erev Shabbos, let's say it was really finished Erev Shabbos. Rak she-tiknoi v'chlikoi b'Shabbos. In other words, it's already ready to go, but sometimes it's the last finishing off, you got to shine it up, you have to smooth it out. It sounds like, in other words, it was really usable and wearable, but there's that makah v'patish, as we call it, that last gemar malacha, that he did on Shabbos. So shari, d'ha yochel lav she b'lav hachi. Really, it was wearable. So in this halacha of being nana from what was completed on Shabbos, this was really completed Erev Shabbos. He did that last little piece. Okay, but it was wearable anyways. Uchamay shakasav simen reish negemel sif aleph bahaga dalid. We'll see over there. What in kli pishton shenasin hu tachas hamichash b'shabes shori gam kein mitamze? And who adin, if you have clay pishton, linen kalim, that the guy put under the press, he ironed it on Shabbos, so it's also mutter, because really it was finished Erev Shabbos, then it was really wearable. The last thing, you got to press it, that's the final thing, but lemaisa, that's not a problem here of being nana on Shabbos. Okay, so now the Rama continues, back up to the Rama. B'davka, we said, im shogar lo yainu hudi lebeisa. Aval also l'kachel meisume b'shabbos v'yontif. Davka, this is all talking about where he sent it, delivery to your house on Shabbos. But for you to go to the Beis Ha'uman and get the kelim, that is also on Shabbos and yontif. So says the Mishaburus of Katan Lamed Aleph, Likach Kalim, Vafilu Yedea Vade Shenigmar Kaidim Shabbos V'yantib. This has nothing to do with when it was Nigmar. You even know it was completed before Shabbos V'yantib. Vafilu Himlit Sarach Shabbos. Like we said in the first half, there was a heter if you need it for Shabbos. No. Even if it's Sarach Shabbos. You have all the heterim till now of being nana on Shabbos from something that was done v'atam. So why is it aser? Mipnei marisayin. For you to go to the craftsman and get your thing, that's Israel's marisayin. D'yoymru b'Shabbos aso umidas Israel. People are going to say, oh, you're picking up your thing on Shabbos, so must be it was done on Shabbos. Well, that's not such a problem. Umidas Israel. You wanted him dafka to do it on Shabbos, and that's what people are going to be choshev. V'isa b'levush. The Levush said, we're all Yidden here, so we could come up with a chap, right? We walk in wearing our old clothes, and we walk out wearing Shabbos clothes. Who's going to know the difference? Zok to Levush, no. Even if you're not going to carry them, you're going to wear them in the Beis HaYehudi. Gam kein osur mitam zeh, lamaisa, pum fakert, everyone's going to chap, you have a new bekesha, and they're going to chap that you have a new suit, and that's a problem. Because of Amogen Avram Efsher, Dafilai de Ein Yehudi Asr Lehaviyai, Du'ubda Dechalhu. So the Amogen Avram says another Knech over here. So, the Ramo was talking about the guy sent it on his own. Guy sent it on his own, it ends up by your house. So now you have a Shiloh, could I wear it or not? But could I get a guy to bring it? In other words, I can't go and get it, but I'll get a guy to bring it. What's the problem? A guy taking something from another guy's house? If someone sees a guy there in a guy's house, he doesn't know, okay, maybe it's a bekasha, maybe a chav, but a suit, let's say, right? So he's not going to know. Elamai, maybe he'll bring it to my house. Okay, that's already so many steps. So the Magen Avraham says, Efshir, it's mutter. But he says, no, maybe it's asur. And he says, the uvda dechalu. It might be considered uvda dechal. So which is interesting, like, that the uvda dechal is you're doing weekday activities. Weekday activities are getting things from the Beis Oman. So even though you're having a guy doing it for you, the Magen Avraham wants to say that maybe it's asur out, uvda dechal. So he says, in the Shaar Tzion says, there are mekilim. The Mamre Mordechai, the Graz, Shulchan Aruch Rav, the Shulchan Shleim, the Besayvrim, again, that's Mamre Mordechai probably by Graz. The Maris Ayin Shayach Gam Baze Ayin Sham. So interesting. He says that if you look in the other Achrayim, they don't say Altzub the Dechal. They say Maris Ayin also applies, which would mean to say because the guy is going to see him going from the Beis Uman to the Jew's house. So the same way there's a Maris Ayin when I get it from the Beis Uman, the guy also they want to say Al Kain Hinachti Sveika Shalagamog and Avron Kemayshu. So Shaar Tzion is explaining to you Lechayra why did he say a Mog and Avron like. Why did he say, no, this is having to say, the Magen Avraham says Efshir. And I have Achrayinim who are Mekel Legamri. So why wasn't I Mekel? Why did I leave it by the suffix of the Efshir? He says, because I have Achrayinim who say it's Asr. And not just Asr like the Magen Avraham's Ubda Dechal. Asr because of Maris Ayin like the original Isser. So because of that, he says, I'm just going to leave the Magen Avraham suffix, Efshir, and that's that. I don't want to be Mekel.
If you hold it sort of the chal, what's the difference if a guy brings it or if they get it delivered?
Of the chal is something that I can't do. Of the chal is a Yiddish azach, so I can't tell a guy to get me things from the Beis HaUman because that is of the chal. If it ends up at my house, that's not of the chal, that the guy did it. You know, there's no isser of like being nana from what happened. The of the chal is me being involved in getting my thing from the Beis HaUman. Right, I don't personally get it, but I'm involved in getting it. That's uvda dechal. It's very hard to be magda what uvda dechal is. It's used in random places. So you have to know how to be magda them. Uvda dechal is like when the paiskim say uvda dechal, that's when it applies. You have to know when that is. Okay, mi beis ha'uman lamed beis bein chilek ben yisrael lein yehudi. It doesn't make a difference. Whether it's a Jew or a guy's Beis HaUman. Right. In other words, let's say this has nothing to do with a guy. A Jewish tailor. Right? A Jewish tailor made a suit for you. And you didn't pick it up before Shabbos. And you want to go and pick it up on Shabbos. Now you have to know why this is Taka Aser. If it's a Maris Ayin Dika Halacha, well, the Michayshish that I told the Jew made it on Shabbos, or not. So which Isser is this? So there has to be like Uvda Dechal Dika Isser. And now there has to be some, it kicks in Uvda Dechal here. So this where you see, there is a Uvda Dechal. There's a bigger Isser called Maris Ayin, right? If I do it myself, right? I'm going to take it myself. If it's a Goyish place, it's Mamish Maris Ayin. If not, there's even a Uvda Dechal of getting from Beis Uman. How do we know this? So Shaar Tzion says, Amar Dikaraya. He says, Dikaraya, whoever this is, Goyin, Hamuva Beis Yosef, knows, how do I know there's an Isser of going to the Beis Uman to get things? Because it says on Chol HaMoed, Ein Meviyah Me Beis Uman. Because she came to Shabbos Viyante. But you can't even go to Beis Uman. B'sham halay Arabi Yisrael, k'may shikasav habach. And that's even by a Jewish Uman. In other words, I'm not allowed to go pick things up from the Beis Uman. Even a Jewish guy on Chalamay. That's weekday on August. You don't do on Chalamay. So l'chayra, if that's the source, and it says kol shekein b'shabbos v'yantiv, so then l'chayra, that means to say, even on Shabbos and Yantiv, you can't go to the Jew. You'll just have to be magdir here and say, it's not the same Maris Ayin by the guy who's saying it's a major Maris Ayin by the Jew. You have to say it's more of this uvda dechal type of thing. L'chayra, that's what ends up over here. Okay, back to the top. B'chol ze b'kelim shas li Yisrael. This is talking about kelim that the guy made for a Jew. Abalein Yehudi Shoyse Min Olam Al HaMekach. In other words, these were special order for you. Mashen Kein, a guy who makes things to sell. So Mamela, you went in and you told him, I need a size 7 shoe. Right? So he started making it to you. Mutra li saw makira leilach v'likach mimeru b'shabas ulenoylam u'bilvad shalei yikzes imoy d'mei HaMekach. So over here, the Yisrael is allowed to go and get it. Why? Because the guy could give it away if he wants. He didn't make a dafka for the yid. In other words, till it's given to the yid, it's not the yid's. So memela, as long as vachal yiksis imaydimayamah, you can't talk about prices on Shabbos because that's already mekach umemkar. Can't talk about the prices. But to go get it, he's saying is okay. So let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says over here. Lamed gimel avein yehudi shoyse da'adaita dinafshi ave b'Shabbos. Now. He did it adaita denafshe because he did it to sell, right? He did it to sell. The isur dehava mi beisa uman sfrile l'ramah de leshayach b'zeh. So now what happened? L'chayra, who cares how he did it? We just said, you know, I'll go to the beisa uman. No matter what, you know, I'll go to the beisa uman. Afshu hoylech atzloi, mishum dekeben shakol yoidim sheinhudi roga lasis la'atzmi b'shul mekach, suleka mishum marasayin sheyoymer shetziva loy lasis. So L'chaira says the Mishnah Berurah that the Ramah is telling us that in this case there's no Marasayin. Marasayin is when I'm mitzavah him to do it and people will be choshesh I'm mitzavah him to do it. But the guy has a business and he's making shoes. So Mamela, he doesn't make shoes, dafka, or whether he does or not, but it's not dafka that he only makes specifically on order. He's ala mekach, he sells them. So Memela, if I'm going to go and pick up a pair of shoes from him, people going to say, okay, I need a pair of shoes. I went to get them from him. Not that I was mitzavim to make them for me. He's making production of shoes. So there's no problem.
He's an Uman. How's anybody supposed to know?
What?
He's an Uman. How's anybody
supposed to know? That was the, what was this guy's business? You know what I mean? Now this is what we're talking about. Avalin hudisha oisa min olam al hamekach. This is the way the business runs. This is so everybody knows that this is what happens, right? Now, Zok the Mishnah Berurah, Bahamogin Avram, Usharar Beachrenim Choku al Dvarov. They all argue on him, Mesvirle, the Gambaze, Osrle, Lechetzle, Velikach, Mimenu, Kimoy Mishar Uman. Lechaira, what just happened? A line ago, right, he said that you're not allowed to go get Kalim from the base Oman, right? So the Ramah is telling us, well, because there's no Marasayan here. But one second, even without the Marasayin, there's just the halach of going to the Beis Uman. Now, again, we said, in the case of the Ramah was very busy with Marasayin, and he says over here, there is no Marasayin. But the other Achranim are saying, one second, there is another problem of going to the Beis Uman, like we said, even a Jewish Beis Uman is a problem. Usvirle de gamaze osir lilich etzle velikach venu kemoy mishar uman. It doesn't make a difference. Any Uman, you're not allowed to go there. Rather, we're not talking about like the Ramah says, Mutr Leilech Velikach Mimano. We're talking about that he sent them over to the house. How he knew you needed a pair of shoes? You had told him that you're looking for a pair of shoes. And Mamela, he sent it over. So once he sent it over, you could wear it. The Mistama Lavadaiti Disrol Avat. Mistama, he didn't do it for the yid. Now, one second. Why didn't he do it for the yid? So you'll tell me, because the yid didn't order it. Okay, but if this is a Jewish city, that means all the shoes he's making are for Jews. So it's not for this Jew, it's for the next Jew. It's for Jews, right? So what's the difference? You should chayra go back into the original machlokes. If something was finished on Yontiv, a Shabbos, so could you be nan or not? So he says, ir sharu bein Yehudi, because we're talking about, it's an ear that's raib goyim. K'may shakasim v'simim tavkuv tezvav. So Mimela, it's Raib Goyim. So therefore we assume whatever he's producing, it's Aldas the Raib. So Mimela, he didn't dafka produce it for the Yid because he's producing for the Raib. So if the Jew ends up with it on Shabbos, it got delivered to him. So L'chayr, there's no problem. Marasayin is not a problem. Going to the Uman, he didn't go to the Uman. Being Nene from something that was made for a Yid on Shabbos, it wasn't made for a Yid on Shabbos. It was made for the Raib. Punkt, it ended up that he ended up with it. So he says, okay, now we have another case. Let's say he's not an Uman. He just sells them. He doesn't make them, right? Efshir diyesh lahakil. So again, we're throwing in over here. We get rid of the whole umnis and everything. We still have a problem of uvda dechal whenever you have any type of sale going on over here. So in other words, this is a case where he wants you to go to the store. You're going to go to the store to pick up your shoes. You'll say, well, there's no problem of Marisayim because nobody's going to say, I told him to make it because he doesn't make them. The guy's the chedmini. He's not the maker of them. So what's the problem? Again, of the duchal. Okay. And he says, as long as shalo yiksas imay al hamekach, al dmei hamekach, dehainu shalo yatzku lo schum damim. Now let him mention a price. Because that's another problem in Hilchos Shabbos, right? You're allowed to. We find that it's a Mishnah that says a person needs eggs on Shabbos or on Yontif. You go to the Chedmini and you can tell him, give me eggs. The Mishnah says in Beya, it's a three-way machlokes over the Tanaim, I think, whatever it is. But something you're not allowed to talk about money in a certain way. So here also, you're not allowed to, like, schum damim really means like adding it up. It was, you know, this is what this was, that was, and now memela together I owe you $100 for the shoes. So that's all halachas later. Of course you're not paying him now. Shabbos, you're not paying him. But even talking about what the final price is going to be an usher. So that is why the Ramah said shelo yiktzis imay d'mei hamekach. Now, there's an interesting bi'alach over here. The last bi'alach on the page, Mutar li Yisrael. This is talking about the Yehuda Yishayisim in Halim al Hamekach. Hinei v'veis Yosef hevi b'shem agoyis hashri shtei deyes im yesh b'zeh mushum muksa im garma b'yontif. Umashma the sfir le'el ramah la'alocha kidas hamater. V'ayim b'simen shinchav hei, and the bir halacha there, mashe kasav sham do yisur, what it says over here. So over there in shinchav hei, again, this is sif dalid in the bir halacha. So over there is a halacha of, it says in shinchav hei, sif dalid, that if a guy baked bread for himself on Shabbos, so now, is a Jew allowed to eat that bread or not? So yesh ha'isrim v'yesh matirim. Shasat chak, or it's a this mitzvah, bris milah, something like that, you could be saimech on the matirim. So the Mishabru over there says, so what's the machlaikis? Why is there a problem? Because maybe ben ashmashas, it was either flour or dough that you can't eat. So it's muksa ben ashmashas of Shabbos. And memela, now that once it's muksa for part of for ben ashmashas, muksa the whole Shabbos. Even if it was wheat kernels, so wheat kernels theoretically you could chew on, so maybe they're not muksa, but he says at the end of the day, once then it was produced into something through an iser deraisa, you have to grind it up and do lush and everything, maybe it's considered an oilad. Or some say other isurim, because you might tell the guy to do it, v'yesh matirim, and they say no, it is not, it's not muksa. So over there, the Bi'ar Locha says, "Hinei ke'ein plug tazu pligi nami arishayim bi'ein Yehudi shasa minolim ala mekach biyantif." The same machlokes, he says, a similar machlokes. The Rishayim argue. So again, here we're talking about the guy made bread for himself. It's nothing to do with the Jew. The problem is, but it might have been muksa and bein hashmashes. So do we say it's muksa the whole day or not? Or maybe there's no muksa by a guy. We had in the Yishalmi and Shabbos, was very busy with this also. There may be not muksa by a guy. So here he says the same thing. The guy is making shoes. Ala mekach. That means he's making for himself. He's making them to sell. He's not having in mind any Jew. It's his own thing. Imutr lulavsham. Are you allowed to wear them? Behuva b'agayis hashri paragimel diyantif. Behine, says the Bi'ar Loch over there, haramah saw some liberation in beisif da'al lahakil. The Ramah said it's okay. Deim is mishum muksa. Why is it not muksa? Hayo v'gamrei b'dei adam. There's a klal that anything that even though in bein hashmashas it's not right to use, but if a person could finish it, There's the ability for you to make it into its completed usable product. Gam Rabbi De Adam, it's mutter, because Taisa says this. Taisa asks, what do you mean? Every pot that's cooking that you put up right before Shabbos, Ben Hashmashas is muksa, right? You put up a pot to cook, right? It's not cooked yet, right? So Ben Hashmashas is not edible and finished, right? So L'chayr is muksa l'kol Shabbos. Taisa says no, because since cooking is a human intervention, it's called Gamri Bidei Adam. It's you doing something and you're able to have this happening, finish it off. So it's not muksa. So the same thing over here. So for Zakta Bir Alacha, that must be the Svara here in Reishon and Beis. Yeah, it's possible the pieces weren't put together, Ben Hashmashas, but the guy could put it together. It's Gamri Bidei Adam. It's no muksa. So in our Halacha, it says he's Mekel. But over here in Shin Chav Hei by the bread, lo nistem hadib in yedzeh. So l'chayr over here in Rei Shin Chav Hei, we bring a machlokes, and we don't seem to be soisem that we're mekel. And how come in Rei Shnun Beis by the shoes was the Ramah just said stamaze it's mutter, must be it's okay? So he says, over there, by food, there's another reason to be machmer. Like the Mishnah Berurah says, that anything that is a food-related thing, there's a chashash, you might tell him to do it on Shabbos. Go bake for me. Go cook for me. These are things that are regular. You need food on Shabbos. So anything that's related to food, we're nervous, you might tell the guy to do it on Shabbos. So then it's more chamer. Mashain came by the shoes we were mekel, that since it's Gomri B'dei Adam, there's no problem and it's mutter. Now, or he says a second Haaretz, the Magen Avraham brings B'shem the Yam Shel Shloimai, the Davka Dover Shehischel Mibayjaim V'Gomri B'Shabbos, B'Zeyish L'Hakam Itam the Gomri B'dei Adam. Like I said before, when you have a pot cooking, you started it Mibayjaim, and it's continued to cook, that's called Gomri B'dei Adam. But if I have flour, if the guy has flour, Ben Hashmash, he didn't know anything yet, right? The fact that he could make the bread, Ben Hashmash, right? He could do it, but he didn't, right? Nothing's really happening, Ben Hashmash. Is that called also not muksa because he has the ability to turn it into a non-muksa item and bake it? Or we say, no, listen, at that point it was muksa. So Yam Shel Shloimai says, this svara that says, the Gomri B'dei Adam. Again, what's the svar of Gomri B'dei Adam? Muksa means something that's not usable, so therefore it's out of my das. Therefore I don't have in mind to use it for Shabbos. That's the aside of muksa. So, but anything that I can make usable, or it's biyadi to make usable, so that I'm not mekatsa midaiti. That's called Gomri B'dei Adam. So says the Yam Shel Shloimai, but that's only something you started before Shabbos the process, and in Bein Hashmashas it becomes not roi. So Mamelu Gamri B'dei Adam is a svara, but something that Bein Hashmashas no one's doing anything. You have pieces of, you have just flour or you have dough. Nothing's happening with it. So the fact that he could do something doesn't help it. Okay, so that's why over there he just brings it as a machlokes. So Mamelu Zakta Be'alach over there. Uvesimin reishin and beis mayri nami shein Yehudi hischil haminu mibayjoyim v'gomri b'shabbos. Ulohachi heikel b'zeh. According to that svar, you have to say that the case of the shoes was that he had already started making the shoes before Shabbos. So memeo, they were partially made. So theoretically, Ben Hashmashas, he could have just finished it up because he was already in the process. Then is the case where it's mutter. But could be, if you know, again, if the suffix muksa, but if you know, and you know that Shabbos morning was when he decided to take all the leather and to start to make the shoes, then mele taka was muksa, ben hashmasha, as it was not usable, so mele it would be the same machlaikas as the bread. So those are the two ukimta, so to speak, that the bi'alacha over there is saying pshat by us. Either number one, by us it's better because it's not food, or you'll have to say that it's talking about he started Erev Shabbos and now you could kick in the svara of Gamri B'dei Adam, and therefore it wouldn't be muksa.
If a white shirt comes out of the washing machine, literally right before shkia, and it's totally soaked by Ben Shmashas, it's muksa.
Right.
Why is it not Gamri B'dei Adam? It's a normal way. Why is that not called Gamri B'dei Adam?
What's the Gamri B'dei Adam?
What is Gamri B'dei Adam?
So we're saying Gamri B'dei Adam is like a process that has to be started.
Right, so it was.
There's no process? No. What's
the drying process started before Shkia.
If you what? You hung up the you hung it up to dry.
You mean you hung it up to dry?
Yeah.
Not here. Okay, you're slow then.